This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue to celebrate 20 years of production with Commonwealth Agri-Energy, it's important to recognize Kentucky's ethanol plant produces at least three other products. General Manager Mick Henderson says one of the first co-products they discovered was distiller's corn oil.
Corn oil separated from the syrup. And we put that on some feed and made the feed orange. And we said, remember this day. I remember telling my lab manager at the time, Kevin Smith.
Henderson says ethanol plants across the country quickly caught on to the co-products.
Virtually every ethanol plant that's competitive today now decants, uses a centrifuge, which we did too. Within a year, we were putting in a centrifuge to spin off that corn oil and sell it into the animal feed fat market for about 4 to 5 times the value of our distiller's grain.
He adds another is distiller's grain.
Corn is 2/3 starch, so you process the corn starch into corn sugar, feed that to yeast, and you get ethanol. Whatever's left over is distiller's grain. It's like, Mick, that's only 2/3 of the kernel. Where's the other third going?
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100A Series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. To date, patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $1.25 billion as patronage over the last 8 years. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy's Mick Henderson says carbon dioxide is a fourth co-product of ethanol.
We started contacting some CO2 vendors and got one to install a CO2 plant next door, and they made liquid CO2 for carbonated beverages. If you drink Mountain Dew or Pepsi or Coke, you probably tasted our CO2.
Mm-hmm. He adds carbon dioxide also helps the poultry industry.
Ship their products packed in dry ice. That plant started up 6 months after we did.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.